Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and this week we're talking about how eating sugar may or may not affect your immune system. As you may be aware, we are celebrating a decade of Diva this year as the Nutrition Diva podcast approaches its 10th anniversary. And you might think that after 10 years of weekly podcasts, I've said just about everything that can be said about nutrition. No danger of that. Our understanding of how food affects our bodies is constantly expanding and evolving. And sometimes that means modifying or even reversing our positions in light of newer evidence. Case in point, when I first started doing the Nutrition Diva podcast, calcium supplements were widely recommended to postmenopausal women as a hedge against osteoporosis. Since then, though, there has been a steady drip of research suggesting that high-dose calcium supplementation after menopause does very little to reduce the risk of bone fractures, and it may actually increase the risk of other problems like kidney stones, colon polyps, even heart attacks. High-dose calcium supplements are no longer the standard prescription. In fact, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force now recommends against calcium supplementation for most postmenopausal women. Now, that certainly doesn't mean that nothing can be done to strengthen your bones. And for more on what you can do, I've gathered together a list of previous episodes on diet and bone health in the transcript for today's show, which, as always, you will find at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. How sugar affects the body was another topic that I covered in the early years of the Nutrition Diva podcast. Back in 2010, I enumerated some of the ways that diets high in sugar can negatively impact your health. And one of the things I mentioned was that sugar suppresses the immune system. When you eat a big dose of sugar, like a bottle of Coke or a candy bar, I wrote, you temporarily tamp down your immune system's ability to respond to challenges, and the effect lasts for several hours. So if you eat sweets several times a day, your immune system may be perpetually operating at a distinct disadvantage. This widely held belief was based largely on research that was done in the 1970s, in which study subjects donated blood before and after consuming a large dose of sugar. The blood was then placed in a petri dish and inoculated with a common strain of bacteria. Under a microscope, researchers could see that after a dose of sugar, certain white blood cells called neutrophils were far less aggressive in gobbling up those bacteria. It was a vivid demonstration that served as a powerful cautionary tale about the harmful effects of sugar. But it's striking that in the intervening 50 years, this study was never replicated or built upon. There is no research showing that consuming more sugar makes you more susceptible to colds or flu, for example. But the immune response is a very complex system. Sending a neutrophil to gobble up an offending pathogen is just one of many different ways that the body defends itself.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
And now let's take a closer look at this complex set of responses that we tend to lump together under the deceptively simple term immune system. There are arms of the immune system that function like beat cops, roaming around and arresting or gobbling up suspicious-looking characters. But there are other arms that function more like the CIA, surveilling and keeping dossiers on known criminals so that they can be quickly apprehended should they attempt to strike again. Once identified, our immune system also has many methods for detaining, disarming, or destroying these criminal elements. We can heat them up, beat them up, poison them, dismember them, isolate them, immobilize, or deport them. Other departments of the immune system aren't that good at spotting or apprehending offenders, but instead react to signs of criminal activity, dispatching first responders to secure the area and deal with the wounded. Different threats activate different arms of the immune system and elicit different responses. So, to look at a petri dish full of neutrophils in a sugar-induced coma and say that eating sugar suppresses the immune response is a bit of an oversimplification. A couple of years ago, there was an interesting study done in rats showing that sugar's effect on the immune response depends on what sort of bug you're fighting. Consuming sugar seemed to help the animals recover from viral infections, but hinder their ability to fight off bacterial ones. Obviously, there's a lot more to the story of how sugar affects our immune response. However, we do know that there are many other downsides to overconsuming sugar, everything from weight gain to diabetes to tooth decay. So while I think we may have been guilty of oversimplification and overinterpretation of a single small study, I do still think that the advice to limit your intake of added sugar is good advice. But as I pointed out in my earlier article, there is a potential loophole for those of you with a sweet tooth. Sugar consumed after exercise is taken up very quickly by your just worked muscles. Plus, exercise sensitizes your cells to the effects of insulin, the exact opposite of the desensitizing effect that chronic sugar intake has. In other words, if you do want to enjoy a little treat, use it as your reward after a good workout. What do you think? Post your thoughts on our website or on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. And don't forget to subscribe to the Nutrition Diva podcast so that you don't miss a single episode. This is Monica Reinagle, the Nutrition Diva. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.